Greetings and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and on our show today, we'll be joined by Marty Machozik, a prep sports reporter with the Northwest Herald. Earlier this school year, Marty was recognized by the IHSA with its Distinguished Media Service Award, which is given to deserving media members who have covered high school sports and activities in Illinois for a significant period of time while maintaining perspective on the amateur events they cover. And in our interview today, we'll ask Marty about his career as a reporter and see if he'll reflect on some of the special players or performances he's covered in his career. Marty, welcome to Happenings.
Kurt, thank you very much. It's great to be with you and great to catch up, as always, with an old friend and fellow Bradley alum.
Yeah, we should probably full disclosure, we should probably let the audience know many, many a moon ago. In fact, last century, we went to school together at Bradley University and have many fond memories of our time there.
Yes, we do. It was a great, great time. And like you said, I know as we were talking, a lot's changed there, and as has anywhere in 30 years. But I think it's certainly been great that we've remained friends, and had those from that relationship that started so many years ago.
Yeah, it is, as big as the world is, there's always those things that make us remember that it's a small world. And it's always been good when I've seen you out on the road. So thanks for all your coverage of high school sports. And thinking about that, Marty, why don't we dive in and just sort of allow you the opportunity to share with our audience a little bit about your career path. You've been in the media now for nearly 30 years. So you're currently at the Northwest Herald, but why don't you share with our audience how you've gotten to this point?
Sure. Yeah, it was been going back to even my high school days at York High School in Elmhurst, doing some covering some high school sports for the Elmhurst Press, which was I believe at the time it came out at twice a week, and which was great to start there. And then when we were at Bradley, getting the chance to work at the Peoria Journal-Star at a time in the late 80s when particularly their prep coverage was as good as anywhere, and it was a great staff to learn and work with. At the time, had some great opportunities there that really led to bigger and better things down the road. Made my way to some other papers, some other career twists and turns. Ultimately, got to the Daily Herald in Arlington Heights in 1992. Again, just a great opportunity, a great paper in terms of commitment to high school sports coverage. From the staff to the resources we had, wound up being there full time through 2012. Then made with a family, growing family, and kind of the way the industry was going, had made a career change. But have stayed involved with it from a freelance standpoint with the Daily Herald, and now this past fall doing some football coverage for the Northwest Herald. And so that is what kind of led me to where we're at now. And again, it was a great honor. Particularly, I really appreciate the IHSA. The recognition was really humbling and just a fantastic honor.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly well-deserved, and it sounds like all along your career you've had a number of opportunities to share your gift of writing with readers in a variety of spots. And so I thought maybe we could ask you to take a second and share with our audience, when you're going to cover an event, there's certainly more to it than just showing up on game day and watching the event. So maybe work our audience a little bit through a story from the eyes of the writer, because I know there's more to it, like I said, than just showing up on game day.
Sure, a lot of it, particularly when, I think primarily during my time at the Daily Herald, where my main responsibility was covering, I had 16 schools that I covered, and though that included all 12 schools in the Mid-Suburban League. You know, a lot of it, like whether it be football, basketball, or baseball, you're talking to coaches for previews, you're talking to coaches for, you know, maybe a game that you didn't cover to follow up on something interesting that happened, you know, to do a story on that, whether or talking to coaches about, you know, stories on particular athletes that, you know, have some really interesting background or a really good story. So, yeah, there's a lot of it that would go into it with that, I mean, in advance, you know, and then obviously, you know, you get to the game and you want to, you know, you may catch up with some of the coaches, you know, ahead of time, just in case there's something that's important to know about, whether it be, you know, an injury or a player who's out for some reason. And then you're there obviously covering the game. And one of the great things about high school sports, I always have people mention, oh, you have to keep track of all that information yourself. And it's not like college or the pros where you have sports information people handing you every bit of information every 5 minutes. You're on your own in terms of keeping your statistics and information, which I always enjoyed. And then after the game, then you're talking to coaches, players, athletes, you know, interviews to try and put a story together. And then you're racing back, particularly on like a Friday evening or a Saturday night, you're racing back to your office or wherever to hammer out that story for the next day's paper. Obviously, a lot has changed in the time that I've been involved. And, you know, back in the early 90s, it was just strictly, you know, for the next day's paper, and that was your deadline. And now, obviously, it's as quickly as you can get it up onto your website, or as, you know, quickly as you can tweet some information out. It's just amazing how things have evolved, you know, over the time that I have been involved and been around the high school sports scene.
You know, that's interesting, because I was going to ask a little bit about how technology has changed what you do. And so you mentioned now you're able to, you know, get something done and get it up online reasonably soon after a game. And I guess my first question is whether you were getting something up online quickly after a game, or in the air quote old days when you would have to race back to an office and then get something ready for the next day's paper. What is that like to write under, I'll call it, like some pressure with a deadline? And how long did it take you to get comfortable with that? Because I think that's probably an acquired skill.
Yeah, definitely is. I mean, I can think back to when I was in, you know, starting out, particularly at a daily newspaper, starting out in Peoria, and thinking like, you know, oh, I only have 2 hours to get this done, and thinking like, oh, how am I gonna get this done? How am I gonna put all this together? You know, because you're just starting out, and you're really, you know, okay, I got to make sure I get everything right. I don't really, may not necessarily know the people as well as you know, in terms of you know, the coaches and such, and trying to make sure you've got all the spelling, you know, names spelled right and everything accurate. And I would say, by the time I was, you know, by now it's kind of like, I have a half an hour. Oh, that's plenty of time. You know, that's plenty of time to hammer something out, get it done, and we're off and rolling. And so it did evolve through time. I mean, and again, there's always differences. Sometimes you have a great, you know, what you think is a really good lead or you know, start to a story, and it flows real easily. And then other times you get the writer's block and you struggle with it. And but of course, the big thing in the newspaper industry is, I think I probably was told early on, was, well, we can't, we got a big hole of white space there. We can't just print a big hole of white space. You better come up with something pretty quick and give it to us. And if it's not a Pulitzer, which a lot of them aren't, then you get it done and you move on and you know, get ready for the next game and the next opportunity to do it again.
How much then editing goes into your work? Like if you get something up today, you get something up quick online after a game, Is that like a first draft of a story that you then refine a little bit that gets it ready or more ready for then the next day's paper? Or is pretty much what we see online what makes its way into a printed, you know, document?
Yeah, typically what you would see online is what would be going into print as well. You would have people who would edit it for, you know, basically, again, because especially when, you know, you're, and particularly with high school sports, you know, if you have football on Friday night or basketball on Friday night, you know, you're always on a late deadline, kind of a tight deadline for those things. So you really need somebody who has a good eye, who can take a look at it and catch things that might be, you know, maybe a misspelling or a typo or a typographical error, that they can catch it and make sure it doesn't show up online and in print. Doesn't always happen, unfortunately, but the big thing is to have those editors. And I would do a lot of that too. For example, if I covered a game after I was done writing a story, then I would go and edit other people's stories and copy as well. Just because, particularly if it was my beat, I really took a lot of pride and making sure, you know, names were spelled correctly and information was correct. And we would have a lot of stories from our, you know, other freelancers who were coming in every night too, that we had to get in the paper and that had to be edited as well. So that was the editing part of it was a big part for me too.
I've long thought, I'll just ask you this, I'm digressing a little bit, but don't you think good writers are also people that read a lot?
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, and I will say I think my family and would attest to this, the fact that I've got books piled up you know, all over our house, and you know, boxes of them in our basement. And I have been, since I was a kid, I mean, I've always loved reading books. Couldn't wait to get the newspaper in the morning to read the newspaper. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, kind of a funny story about, you know, going back to our Bradley days. I remember growing up in the Chicago area and, you know, you'd look at the Sun-Times and there's, you know, people probably don't remember who Boise Winters was, a big Bradley
star. Sure. Yeah.
But you'd see back in the Sun-Times, they would have his, like, you know, scoring average. He was averaging like 40.3 points a game in high school. And, you know, just stuff like that, which I couldn't wait to, you know, to see that every day, you know, that kind of information and read about, you know, people like that, which I just found it really fascinating.
Yeah. So all you youngsters out there, if you want to be a good writer, be a voracious reader, it pays off.
That's true.
That concludes the first part of our extended conversation with Marty Machazik, a sports reporter with the Northwest Herald and a recipient of the IHSA Distinguished Media Service Award. We'll continue our discussion next week with Marty, where we highlight some of the famous athletes and games he's covered, as well as gets his insights on how high school sports have changed over his 30 years in the business. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to meeting you again real soon over these same airwaves. Until then, support your local high school by attending one of its events.